Well, this is a very busy week at Jesuit High School, but it is a week that brings lots of joy to hundreds of families throughout the greater Portland area. It is Jesuit's annual food drive that started all the way back in 1969. After collecting food over the past couple of weeks, the students will today begin delivering food boxes to over 300 families. But the effort does not end there. On Saturday, it is the Jesuit alumni's turn. Joining Mater Dei Radio this morning to give us the details is Jesuit High School Alumni Relations Director, Kathy Bartz. Kathy, great to talk with you this morning. Thanks for being with us during this very busy week.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, this has a lot of great meaning for me because I can think back when my daughters were at Jesuit and they were going out a couple weeks before the food drive, collecting food throughout the neighborhood and then, of course, taking it back to school. And I'm looking at a photograph on your website here and that big stack of a pyramid of canned food all the way up to the ceiling in the student center. And it's pretty amazing.
Yep, it always brings lots of smiles on campus for that day.
You know, I'm thinking back, 1969, the student drive goes back. Is the alumni food drive that old, or how long have you been doing the alumni drive?
So the alumni food drive began in 1985, so we're on our 36th year this year.
Wow, that is awesome. 36 years for the alumni drive. And of course, as time goes on, the alumni group just continues to grow. So tell me about the alumni drive, because I know you've changed it up a little bit over the last couple of years. So explain to the folks how the alumni food drive works.
Yeah, so we are still in kind of our non-traditional manner. Typically, we have food boxes that we're building today and tomorrow and delivering on Saturday. But with the pandemic, both last year and this year, we're going to be doing gift cards to our families. And some of them want them to be mailed, you know, just for the safety of everyone. We do have about 300 families that we will actually be delivering the gift cards to on Saturday. And those will be, you know, it's mainly about the connections, both on our volunteer end and with St. Vincent de Paul. The families are really craving connection and could use a little help and just energy from having that connection and the delivery to help with their food needs during the season.
Oh, for sure. Again, we're speaking with Kathy Bartz. She is the Jesuit High School Alumni Relations Director. Busy week at Jesuit High School as they have the student food drive going on right now and then the alumni food drive on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And so I know the students are out delivering food boxes today as well, so they'll be busy. I'm kind of thinking about we were watching the snowflakes fall yesterday afternoon up here on Sylvan Hill where our studios are. I think there have been a few snowy weeks I can recall with the food drive itself at Jesuit.
It always seems that we have these great adventures in the snow. We've had we've had blizzard conditions, we've had ice storms, but you know the amazing thing is that people come out and they want to help, even if it takes them 3 or 4 hours to get their deliveries done. It's about bringing the family together and going to help and bring hope and food to people in need.
You can't stop the Crusaders.
That is true.
They are always ready to go. So what are your needs? Do you have needs right now? Are you looking for donations? What can folks do to help?
So because out of our 3,000 gift cards, we only have about 300 that we're delivering. And our alums are really craving the ability to serve. We didn't have this service opportunity last year. So in addition to the food drive, we've also partnered with Blanchet House. With their food needs, they also have a need for creating hygiene kits for their guests. So we're putting those together on Saturday morning as well as the delivery to help just a little bit more in the way of bringing socks and deodorant and hygiene supplies to those guests that may or may not have those as they are navigating their homelessness at the time.
So if somebody does want to donate, what's the best way for them to do that?
We will be here on Saturday putting those kits together. So if people want to bring them to Jesuit, we'll be in the tent at the turnaround off of the 91st Street entrance. And you're certainly welcome to come out and bring donated items and help to pack hygiene kits. We'll have cocoa and donuts as well, little festivities outside in the tent. So, yes, anyone is welcome to bring those. We would greatly appreciate it.
Any specific hours you're looking at right there?
8 to 10 in the morning is when we'll be here.
8 to 10. Okay, so 8 to 10, Saturday morning, Jesuit High School, if you'd like to bring some items. Again, what sort of items are you looking for?
So socks, snacks, deodorant, lip balm, lotion, cotton swabs, you know, those essential things that we can put into packs and then provide to those that are homeless at the time.
Wonderful. Kathy Barr, she is the Alumni Relations Director at Jesuit High School. Busy week at Jesuit with their big food drive that goes all the way back to 1969 for the student food drive and then mid-80s for the alumni drive, which is this Saturday. Are you getting some rest this week?
I will get some rest next week.
There you go. I like that. Well, that is fantastic. I was thinking, too, I know that in years past, it's such a festive time at Jesuit High School with the food drive. I've had an opportunity. I know because of COVID, it's changed a little bit, but when they would be able to have the big community Christmas mass, always so beautiful, just a packed house for that, just one of the great opportunities. What do you hear from the alumni when they talk about the food drive and their ability to participate? I'm sure it's very meaningful for them.
It is. You know, it brings us back to our mission that we, you know, mission our students and our community to continue to serve our greater world. And I think it just, along with it being a homecoming and coming back to all of the memories of their 4 years here, it brings hope and, you know, just instills and continues to validate our need to serve our world and to continue to make it a better place for our next generation.
I think, too, just from my recollection, as alumni get a chance to get together, it's a great opportunity for them to meet again if they haven't been connected.
Oh, for sure. You know, the energy and the hugs and the laughter and, you know, talking about their own journeys and comparing stories and just getting together with friends that they may or may have not seen in a while is always so heartwarming as the homecoming happens.
Kathy Bartz, Alumni Relations Director at Jesuit High School. Their big food drive this week with the students. Then Saturday, it is the Alumni Food Drive at the high school as well. Kathy, I know it's going to be a busy next couple of days for you. I really appreciate your time this morning, and great luck with the food drives.
Thank you so much, David. You have a Merry Christmas.
You as well. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
God bless you.